Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your news for Sunday, March 30th. Thousands were without power this morning after the region got hit with freezing rain yesterday. Hydro One's outage map shows there are outages across the Bruce Peninsula, as well as stretching over to Meaford. Hydro One estimates the power to return around noon today. Several roads in Gray County have been closed as a result of the weather. Highway 26 has been closed in both directions between County Road 11 and County Road 112, as well as Highway 10 in both directions between Southgate Road 24 and County Road 9. Gray Bruce OPP at a portion of Gray Road 31 is closed after a tree landed on live hydro wires. The township of Georgian Bluffs also has crews out clearing local roads as the accumulation of freezing rain on trees has resulted in debris on many roadways. Drivers are advised to avoid traveling until conditions improve. Owen Sound has released a report detailing what the mayor and council was paid in 2024. Last year, Mayor Ian Boddy made $58,780, while Deputy Mayor Scott Gregg was paid just over $30,300. Both Boddy and Gregg received additional pay for their work on Gray County Council. Meanwhile, all other Owen Sound councillors received $26,572. Brightshores Health System is taking applications to join its board of directors. The volunteer role gives its members the chance to provide their expertise and time to help direct how Brightshores' six hospitals across the region can best serve their patients. Gray Bruce residents within Lionshead, Markdale, Meaford, Owen Sound, Southampton, and Wyarton with governance experience are encouraged to apply for the board. Bruce County is bringing back its household hazardous waste collection events starting this spring. These events encourage people to dispose of their household hazardous waste materials in a safe and environmentally friendly manner. Some of the items which people can get rid of include paints, propane tanks, used oil and oil filters, batteries and antifreeze, and household cleaners. The first event will be held in Southampton on May 3rd from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. More waste disposal dates can be found on our website. On to national news. Affordability measures dominated the promises on the federal election trail on Saturday as candidates made a stop in Ottawa. According to media reports, the NDP focused on capping the price of some food items, while the Conservatives are offering more tax write-offs to some trades workers. This comes as Prime Minister Mark Carney is gunning for a seat in the suburban Ottawa riding and met with campaign volunteers at his campaign office in Nepean. Carney did not have much to say on affordability yesterday after having a phone call with President Donald Trump on Friday. And tens of thousands of Ontarians went without power on Saturday as an ice storm hit parts of the province and threatened to hit even more. According to media reports, Hydro One says more than 80,000 customers were in the dark on Saturday afternoon because of outages concentrated in Cottage Country, including Tobermory, Gravenhurst, Peterborough, and Kawartha Lakes. The outage came after Environment Canada issued a freezing rain warning for swathes of Ontario and Quebec. In sports, the Owen Sound Attack are back in action this afternoon as they head to London at 2. In the NHL, Toronto is on the road to face Anaheim tonight at 8. In the Professional Women's Hockey League, Toronto is at Minnesota in an hour. In baseball action, Baltimore is visiting the Jays just after 1:30. And in the NBA, the Raptors are at Philadelphia at 7:30. You can find more sports over on the Gray Bruce Remax Realty Sports page.